all that God purposes and wills, he does. This is in conjunction with Acts 2:23 that we're considering together regarding the death of Christ. It says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. We must interpret every verse of Scripture from this perspective of God's sovereign will. I know some like to quote 2 Peter 3:9 as if it contradicts the truth of God's absolute will and purpose, but it does not. You'll notice when it says there, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, it's not saying that God wants all men everywhere to come to repentance, but that little word usward identifies who the all are. It's the fact that he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. And if you go back in the context, you can see who the us are. In 1 Peter 1:2, it's the elect of God. In 2 Peter 1:1, he's writing to those who have obtained like precious faith. In 2 Peter 3:1, at the beginning of that chapter, he is writing to the beloved of God. So you see, it has a particular people in mind, and those that God has chosen for salvation, he's not willing that any of them should perish, that's for sure. Well, coming back to Acts 2:23, we continue on with what Peter meant when he said of Christ, him being delivered according to the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. We see that God the Father delivered up his own Son by eternal foreknowledge. Now, this word foreknowledge is much misused by many today who deny God's sovereignty. They like to make people believe that it means simply, God knows beforehand what will happen. While this is true in one sense, it's not the whole truth. And to tell a half-truth in order to hide the truth is no truth at all. Why does God know all things beforehand? Well, it's because he's determined all things beforehand. He knows what he has purposed to do. This is how it is used in 1 Peter 1:20, speaking of Christ, the Lamb, it says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. This is not mere prescience of Christ, of what he should be or do and suffer, but such a previous knowledge of him that is joined with love and affection to him by God the Father. God the Father foreknew him, not merely as his own Son and the express image of his person, but as mediator. He loved him before the world was. Christ was the Father's delight, and that will last forever. So notice in these verses that the apostle is not here speaking of God's foreknowledge of the act of the crucifixion, but the very person of Christ crucified. This is a clear demonstration that to foreknow is to know beforehand in a very intimate sense, just like all those whom God has chosen unto salvation in Christ. They're known of God before time and eternity. He set his love and affection upon them, just like God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee. This is the blessed privilege of all those whom God has chosen in his grace by Christ Jesus.